Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The coordinator spoke yesterday, both offensive and defensive, and certainly Eric Bieniemy. It wasn't anything about scoring points in the first quarter, right?
No.
How you get going with this offense to try to put up points early is about, of course, him and Travis Kelce. You guys good?
I'll say this, and one thing, Trav is a very passionate individual. I think you guys have figured out and gotten to know me over the years is I love what I do. I enjoy it. This is what I do. I eat, breathe, and sleep football. I've been doing this now since the age of six, played the game. I've been very passionate. What you see is what you get. And one thing I do, I hold all my guys to a higher standard. I expect them to be at their best. Now, for whatever reason, whatever happened, took place, at the end of the day, we keep it moving because we got other bigger fish to fry. You know, we got an opponent that we need to go out and play against this week, and that's the focus. That's the mindset, guys, to a higher standard. And I coach hard, but I coach fair. But at the end of the day, the only thing I want us to do is to be at our very best at all times.
And I count on you to call them out when they're not. And clearly he saw that on Sunday. And I'm just fine with it.
Yep.
Travis Kelce wasn't giving you what you needed. I saw
Trav.
Didn't look like he was going early. Dropped a couple passes early. Get on him.
Yeah,
that's fine.
He's getting under Trav's skin there, man. Like killer Trav did not play well on Sunday. And when things don't go his way, you see killer Trav go out there and do things that you don't want to see him do, like get frustrated, get mad, react. And I think we saw that. He's been really good for the last, you know, year plus or so and hasn't really reacted in a negative way. But we saw it on Sunday where he wasn't getting what he wanted on the field and wasn't performing like he wanted to be performing on the field. And it carried over to the sidelines. And I think you read between the lines there with Eric Bieniemy a little bit, okay? Trav, first of all, he said. And then he goes, I expect our guys to be at their best. I hold them to a higher standard, and we have to be at our very best.
Trav.
That right there is him saying that killer Trav was not
at his very best. That's dad a little upset with the kid.
I think so.
Trav. Wasn't giving me what I needed.
Right. And I'm glad he called him out for it. And that's why I think this week,
Trav, have you cleaned your room?
Right. But I think this week, Josh, Trav is going to have himself a game.
Trav, have you done your homework?
Right. Right, exactly. Trav, have you found your soccer jersey that we've been looking for in the closet for the last 30 minutes that's hanging right in front of your face?
Trav.
Oh, wait, was that too personal?
Trav
right
wasn't ready,
yeah.
So I had to get on.
It didn't seem
Trav
hypothetical.
No, that wasn't hypothetical. That was last night. Every time we can't find the jersey for every sport that we need, no matter what it is.
Did you look directly in front of your face?
No, that's too obvious. The whole room was torn apart. Clothes were thrown everywhere. It was a disaster area. Oh, there it is, hanging in the closet.
Trav couldn't find his shoulder pads.
Yeah.
But Trav.
He called him out. He flat called him out. Travis wasn't at his best for whatever reason. Travis Kelce did not play well on Sunday. And I like the fact that Eric Bieniemy is sitting here calling him out because hopefully, and I think it will, work. And I think Travis is going to have himself a big game on Sunday.
Trav.
I think Trav's in for a big game.
I think he is. I think Trav's going to have a big game.
Why haven't we called him T-Bone yet? I feel like I was out there for the taking too.
Yeah, he is a T-Bone. Hey, T-Bone.
I kind of like Trav.
I kind of like Trav.
Trav. Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator, still answering questions. What's going on with their run defense?
It's everything. Usually when that happens like that, it's not one thing. You can't put your finger on it. But to us, we just go right back to the basics. I mean, it's about defeating blocks, getting off blocks, and making tackles. That's the run game. And getting overpopulating the ball, which I think we've done a good job of. I mean, but it's been an issue here or there. It's been identified. And so when we get out there, we try to hit them all.
Coach, what's wrong? Everything.
All of it.
It's all terrible.
All of it.
All of it is wrong.
Is there one thing you can point to? Not everything.
No, it's that. Yeah, no, there's 11 things we can point to. Every single one of those players out there sucks. Like, thanks for the pep talk, coach.
Well, all the things you have. Well, first, it starts with the snap. And
once they snap the ball, we are screwed.
I think it starts in the huddle, actually. We've lost in the huddle. And once we break the huddle.
You know when we lost this thing in July?
You can just see them shake their heads as they walk towards the line.
Yeah, this is not a good situation.
They're populating the ball well, which is good. But if you get there and you can't tackle and all those things.
Populating the ball.
They populated the ball.
Yeah, they do a good job of that.
When was the last time you populated the ball?
But
I don't do a lot of ball population.
The tackling part when you get there hasn't been so hot.
Coach, what's been the issue with stopping the run?
It's Trav.
It's everything. It's Trav.
Travis Kelce's fault.
Coach, what seems to be the issue here?
It's everything.
It's everything.
All of it.
Yeah. We're not blocking. We're not tackling. We're not getting to the ball. We're not populating the ball. We're not following through. We're not getting off blocks. Is there anything else I need to say here? Our defense right now is not in a good spot. It's not really good. And we got a guy setting an edge, but other than that, I mean, we're not really doing anything out here.
Frank Clark's leading the leagues in edges.
Was that the follow-up question?
Yeah.
But what about the edge?
What about the edge? Has the edge been set well? Frank doing a nice job of setting that edge? Because he sure as hell thinks he is.
Coach,
what's the issue?
It's everything.
It's everything.
It's every damn thing.
Dang.
Mm. Can you point to something to be more specific? Well, we're not populating the ball.
Can you point something more specific? All of it.
All of it.
No, I cannot point to anything more specific.
Coach, what's gone wrong with this defense?
It's everything.
Oof.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.